Sustaining alive, sustaining alive.
Sustaining alive on 95 BFM.
Sure is. Welcome back, Rita. How's it going?
Good. Nice to be here.
Bloody sunny day out there, isn't it?
It is. It's kind of this weird.
Hang on.
We're
having some issues.
Oh,
go now.
Oh, is
there
it
you
go.
You're right there. Sorry, we're just talking about
weird heat. Like, it's windy, but it's humid, so
it's
that's
dank.
Strange.
It's
yeah.
Dank.
Yeah, I reckon there's a few bedrooms that don't smell great at the moment, you know, like that kind of open the window.
You might know this, actually. Is there ever a time in, like, a place's history, this will make sense in a second, where they, like, move the seasons to suit whatever the weather's doing? Like, oh, hey, look, this is no longer summer. We need to move this over a bit. Is that a...
you're saying that summer is getting longer and longer?
I'm just saying, potentially, what if that happens? Do we address that, or what do we do? Do you just carry on going, no, it's summer, man?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's maybe something we need to think about.
I don't know. We're thinking about
it
now.
Go, like, you know how Game of Thrones is like winter is coming, it's like summer
yeah,
is coming?
Yeah, yeah.
So it might just be this forever summer that we occasionally have like big downpours
yeah,
of rain.
Either it's raining maybe. Or it's not raining. That's a, sort of a more of an equator situation.
Yeah. Well, we all just become like, we live in a hot house. Well, that's what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's kind of gross, actually. Like, the realities of climate change, it's like talking about it on the radio,
dude.
It's like, oh, it sucks. But then when it starts happening, it's like, this really sucks.
Definitely.
Anyway.
Well, apparently it's autumn now. Just saying.
Yeah. Anyway.
Now, Rita, we're talking about fungi this afternoon.
Yeah, so a few weeks ago we did a sort of Ask Me Anything kind of buzz, and fungi came up quite a bit as a way to save us, sort of like...
First frost is not that far away, actually, so this is good.
What?
I know
frost?
What I'm talking about.
Okay.
Other people know what I'm talking about.
I thought that I'd do a little overview of the microbes of our world that are showing promise. In our situation, do we all know microbes?
They're itty bitty, tiny little itty bitty things.
Yeah, sure. That's a very great summary of them all.
They're like Tamagotchis, but.
Yeah. So, not just fungus. We'll look at, I'm looking at some bacteria here as well. And you have to excuse me, there will probably be some biologists out there that just cringe when I say some of these names.
Did you find out about whether or not there's a mushroom that eats plastic?
Yes, there is.
Yes.
Yeah. But yes, because I've only ever read these names, you kind of learn a way of saying them that may be wrong.
Okay.
And I did this with, this is really embarrassing, Gibraltar. I read a book once.
What?
And I thought it was Gibraltar.
I do that all the time, live on air.
Yeah. So I feel like with science terms, there's a bit of that going on. So my apologies to the hardcore biologists out there that are like, oh, that's not how you say it. So the first one I'm going to cover is called Rhodopseudomonas. Palustris.
Know it well.
Yeah, learn that, bad boy. And this is so exciting. It eats electricity.
Excuse me.
What?
Yeah, right?
Like so a little Pikachu kind of thing?
Oh my God, totally like a Pikachu. Like a tiny, tiny, tiny Pikachu. It's a phototrophic microbe, which means that it survives on the sun. So it grows from the sun.
What a psycho, actually.
And it takes up electrons from conductive substances, like so metal oxides and rusts, that kind of thing.
I got you.
Yeah, and it stores those electrons as an energy. So basically what it can do is provides a sustainable energy storage source, which is pretty cool.
Oh,
so
interesting. Okay.
The pros here is that it's a big leap forward for bioenergy. So because at the moment we can create energy from renewable resources, but a lot of it, like solar, has to be used in the day, or wind has to be used when it's windy. So the batteries are what are killing us, like resource-wise.
Like one of them Tesla batteries are quite spinny.
Yeah, and they use a bit of, you know, they use a lot of resources, and they don't, I mean, they last 10 years at the moment, but, you know, that's where the tech hold up is.
Okay.
Like, until they sort of last a bit longer and we're better at recycling them and blah, 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 blah. So these guys are quite interesting, because it demonstrates, the other thing that's quite interesting is this microbe is actually quite a common microbe. So they're sort of thinking, maybe this is a trait that's actually a lot more common than we think it is. So it's a very recent discovery, so they're going to start having a look at whether there's other microbes that can store.
So it works
this.
As like a kind of a biological fuel cell, in a sense, like the water inside the mushroom turns into some kind of like holding energy situation, like a car battery, and you need to...
Yeah,
that's
so it'll almost be like
man.
Having your own little like tank of.
Did you know that, John?
Pikachus.
I didn't know that, but
that's
mind-blowing. It makes me think about the potential for us to use its design, nature's design for.
Future, classic human. Want to exploit it, do you, John?
Yeah.
Don't want to just say, "Hey, that's a rad little mushroom that can use electricity." What does it taste like?
Oh, I don't know. Is it safe?
You earth it as soon
like
as you bite it.
Now all I see is a little Pikachu that you can like unleash.
Go mushrooms.
The downside of him is that he needs to be. I'm already naming him. They need to live in an anaerobic environment. So still, I mean, this is pretty new stuff. So they're just trying to work on whether they can find one that, you know, doesn't have to live in oxygen-free environments, or whether they can create what they can do with it. So I thought that was really exciting.
It's rad ass.
So,
mushrooms are constantly blowing my mind. Like, they're the one thing that just
more
keep...
More ways than one?
Yeah, totally. But also, just like, the endless possibilities, it seems, with mushrooms.
They really are. And probably on that note, we should probably talk about just the fact that they underpin our entire ecosystem. So there's so many benefits to them just on a day-to-day basis, that they feed on dead matter, including like leaf litter, soil, wood, dead animals, that kind of thing. And they're 85% efficiency, which means that 85...
Better than me.
Oh, better than...
Better than me. I usually run at about 35.
I think you probably run it more like 15%, or probably even less than that, because because you that have
Shame
to eat
out.
You have to eat this other stuff, and you can only convert some of the energy, and
right.
you release it as heat and blah 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 blah.
Right.
So if something came along and ate you,
I appreciate how you said blah 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 blah. That's good. And when you go right through rid of my energy.
If someone came along and ate you, it's probably only going to be eating like 15% of the input that you had to get to make the meat that you have on your body. If that
explains
makes sense.
Why nothing's trying to eat me.
So the 85% efficiency, so 85% of what they use can then be eaten by another animal as a nutrient, which is pretty efficient in the trophic levels.
Mm.
One day we should talk more about trophic levels because they're really interesting. And then, of course, there's mycelium, which is something that you made sure I covered.
The organic web.
Yeah, so they colonize plant roots and create sort of a symbiotic association called mycorrhizal function.
It's that white stuff, ladies and gentlemen, when you flip over some like a little bit of like a leaf or bark, or maybe you've got a little bit of cardboard that's been outside over the winter, you'll find some white mycelium in there.
Yep. It kind of looks like a spider web almost.
It does a little bit. Yeah.
So filament. And what it does, it allows plants and roots to draw nutrients and water from the soil that they wouldn't be able to draw. So you'll find them on the bottom of, like if you pull out a tree, don't pull out a tree. But if you do, you'll find lots of this white substance on the bottom of the roots as well. Which is why sometimes when you replant a tree, it doesn't replant very well because you've killed off its little mates, the mycelium mates.
You've ruined its little environment.
Totally. So then we get on to the plastic eating fungus.
Cool.
You're a little plastic eating mate.
Can we then eat? I just want to know. Actually, you're probably going to tell me right now. But can you eat the mushroom that's eating the plastic?
Apparently.
Interesting. Will there be micro things in there? Or
No, because they break it down.
Fuck, that's rad.
They break it down, so it doesn't necessarily get. Well, it doesn't get taken up in that form. It actually gets broken. The bonds get broken.
Sick.
It's called Aspergillus tuberosus. I don't know. I'll give that my best shot.
Who's naming these things, eh?
I know. Well, they're all part of families. The family names are messed up to begin
Who's
with.
The, was it the original doctor that found the first mushroom? This really long name? German person or something?
And then messed it up for the rest of us. It's like, come on. So researchers isolated the fungus in a soil. And what it does is it takes 2 months versus about up from 20 to 200 years normally to break down polyester polyurethane, so PU, and they take 2 months to break it down. And just to give you, that is the PU is the stuff that's used in fridge insulation and will probably know it better as the stuff that's synthetic leather. So if you wear, you know, or you have a couch that's synthetic leather, it's that plastic.
Oh, rad. That actually reminds me, there's a new leather out and it's like a mushroom-based leather.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah,
people
I have.
Bags
it looks
and stuff
quite
out
good.
Of it. Yeah,
it looks pineapple leather, actually,
it looks
as
radical.
Well.
It looks like if you just like dress up like a hobbit or something and get like a good earthy vibe going on. Real mate.
Yeah.
Someone's just texting saying, put mushrooms thin side up, up to the sun, and they absorb vitamin D. I don't know if that then you can eat
they're
and you
really,
get the vitamin D. Or
yeah, they're really weird the way that they're
Why are you listening? Why are you whispering? Are they
because
listening?
It's kind of scary.
You're worried listening?
Yeah, I like the way
the mushroom
they're
just goes on the window.
They're not animals, but they're not plants.
They're like
somewhere in between.
Aren't
it's
they
quite
like
bizarre.
Really close to us. Like we're super close related.
And it's one of those things that we're going to find out one day that they're actually like super beings.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're like, we will start giving them dolphin respect.
Dolphin respect. Don't touch the mushrooms. not just plastic eating mushrooms, but plastic eating bacteria as well.
Shit.
So Idionella saccharinesis, and he can digest plastic used to make the single-use plastic bottle. So that's the one I was excited about, because I was like, oh, a little bit of fake leather, but plastic bottles there's a shit ton of.
Yeah, so
and
what
that's
you, how,
quite a good.
Is there potentially we make a big pile of things, put a big pile of those mushrooms on there, and then just
get
wait a couple
there.
Of days?
Well, no. So they've singled out. It's actually a mutation in this bacteria that's they've found, and it's called. Because what they're breaking down is PET, so they've called it PETase because it's like an enzyme.
Mm-hmm.
So what they've done is they've isolated that enzyme that's responsible, and it's a mutation enzyme. And what they're trying to do is now understand its structure, because it's quite a slow process. So they're like, if we understand it better, we can figure out how to speed it up and use it to our benefit.
And don't even like need, like you kind of like make a synthesized version of it or something and just pour it all over the thing and we'll just...
Yeah, exactly. What's exciting about it as well is that it demonstrates that maybe species are actually evolving for this plastic era, because it's a mutation. They're like, oh wow, maybe these.
Oh,
like,
so it doesn't even want to eat plastic. It's just like, look, if you're going to keep giving me plastic.
Well, only the bacteria that can eat plastic are surviving, because they only survival of the fittest, man, and they're living in a plastic era. So
yes.
That's kind of exciting, but probably a bit sad for their.
It's one of the. It's just kind of a symptom of the fact that the planet will go on without us. We destroy the environment, but there'll be other stuff that sticks around to deal with our rubbish.
Yeah, totally.
Our relatives, the mushrooms.
We'll be dead, but something will live off our waste.
Yeah, I mean, unless we kill our atmosphere and then we'll become like Mars.
All we know is we scorched the sky.
Yeah.
is that a Terminator 2 reference?
Matrix. Thank you, John.
They're
appreciate
remaking
it.
That, by the way.
The Matrix?
Yeah, they
Which
are.
Bit?
The whole thing,
really?
I think.
Yeah. Oh, actually, do you know what? The CGI stuff doesn't really hold up now.
No, that's exactly why they're remaking it. Anyway, off topic.
John's a bit pissed off, though. He's not happy about this.
The first Matrix does hold up.
Oh, I think so. I mean,
the other
ones,
it's shit.
They were unnecessary, let's be fair.
Just leave it at one.
Anyway.
Just leave it at one,
that,
you say?
That should be a theme for a lot of movies. Mm. But anyway.
Ooh, hot take.
Also, just rattling off a few others that are just amazing because they should be called out. And this is one that biologists will die when I say the name of. Trichocoderma.
Do we have any biologists listening,
yeah,
by the way?
Come on, man. Text,
I'm not sure if
our
caliph is
pronunciation. So it's used to enhance the growth of crops, and also so speed them up or make them make them more resistant to drought, and they also break down agricultural waste and turn it into biofuel. So that's pretty cool, I think, personally. Strobilurins, which is a class of fungus that are used to source fungicides for agriculture, so to stop, you know, crops rotting, which is pretty cool. It's pretty cool that they can do that for us. And then my old mate, the ones that make B12. So this is a vitamin that is the only vitamin that you cannot get without eating meat if you're a vegan, but you can take as a pill because it's actually bacteria.
So a mushroom exclusive, this vitamin.
So it's a fungus.
Hang on, hang on.
Yeah.
So B12, was it B12 or B2?
B12.
So B12 is in Barocca. Right?
Yes.
So I'm having what? Bacteria.
Fungus, sorry.
Fungus.
Yeah, fermented fungus.
Is it synthesized?
No, it's just
or
fungus.
Is it, no?
And my Barocca is vitamin C and fungus.
How many Baroccas do you need to see God, would you say?
To see God. How many Baroccas? At least 12. which is pretty cool. So basically what I'm saying is that we could shift to a vegan diet because these guys are able to supply us the only thing that meat. That we absolutely need in meat is B12.
What about jerky? Is there mushroom jerky? Probably, actually.
Oh my God, that's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Mm,
the leather.
That's a $1 million idea, mate.
Fuck. It's all right, this gets podcasted as well, so I'll definitely ruin that.
And then reducing waste. So some of them, like with those trichocodermas, they speed up the process of breaking down waste. So things like... to reduce waste. So things like paper processing, they actually reduce the time required to process it, and therefore less water is used. And then phytoremediation. So when land is super contaminated, for example, PCB, which is quite a gnarly chemical, there is a fungus called Oh, look, I'm not even gonna. No, I'll give it a go. Pleurotus ostreus. Ostreatus. And that degrades PCB in soil and waterways. So it's really nice to know that we contaminate
something.
Sprinkle
some mushrooms
guys,
on it, eh?
Yeah, get in there, fix it for us. It's really nice. Like, these guys are just doing this without...
Actually,
or girls, I don't know, they don't have a gender.
Also, mushrooms have been well known to smack you right out of your depression as well.
Oh,
a,
yeah, there's...
A decent little dose, so they're doing that for you as well. They'll get you on the...
Microdosing, apparently, a big thing.
Even just a normal, decent little dose of mushrooms, and then you're generally, apparently, your well-being and your outlook is better for about 3 months, they reckon.
More sustainable
studies have shown
for you personally too.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to finish by saying that 93% of fungal species are actually still unknown to science. So we're
how many?
93% are still unknown. So we
that's
only
exciting.
Know, it's totally exciting. Like they could. They,
wow. Far you know, out. That's crazy.
It's really awesome. And then in terms of bacteria, we'll probably never know. There's currently only 9,300 known prokaryotes, so that includes bacteria, and they think that there is an estimated 10 to the power of 7 of these things. So I don't know, that's like, that's more than a trillion, that's more than 10 trillion.
There's definitely a few more trips Zillions. Out there, probably.
Yeah, there's lots and lots of stuff going on. What we have to do though is look after the ecosystems that these guys, that the fungus and the bacteria are living in though, because if we lose them before we've discovered them, then that's a major stuff up on our behalf, because there could be some stuff out there that's really going to help us. And they're thinking now that there's actually a really interesting network between bacteria, fungus and plants working together.
No doubt.
So yeah, totally. So that they're kind of communicating to each other to try and solve some of these problems that we don't even really understand. The last thing I'll finish on though is that one more thing. The plastic industry is a little bit worried about these species. Because they're concerned that they may contaminate their products. So if they do find...
What do you mean? Plastic's contaminating literally everything in the world at the moment.
No, that's why it's quite interesting. It's quite interesting that they were like concerned about this. So if there is a mass release of, say, a bacteria that can break down plastics, it's going to threaten the industry, which I'm like, yay, but, you know. But I guess then we have anyway.
Crazy movie plot, sounds like.
I know, right? And then I'm just going to finish on the fact that there's so much hope with this kind of stuff. Yep. But I fear that we can't rely on our hubris to think that, we can solve these problems with some science and discoveries. Until we find these solutions, we still need to look at taking a precautionary approach and limiting our use of these
products. Reduce our waste.
Yeah, totally. And then one day, hopefully, we've got to keep trying and finding things, but until we've found them, we can't just be like, yeah, let's just keep polluting because hopefully a fungus will save us, you know?
Yeah. No, this was just more like a go mushrooms for me.
100%, yeah. It's a good time to just stop and give them a little salute. You know, I don't think they get that enough.
Bloody little bloody buggers. Have a look down every once in a while. There's heaps of them everywhere, all the time. It's crazy.
Totally.
Rapley, big thumbs up for mushrooms from Rapley out there. Big fans out there of mushrooms. Hey, thanks so much.
No worries.
Cheers, Rita.
Till next week.
That was Sustaining Alive on 95 BFM.